What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Carl in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. WikiLeaks, there is no reason that anybody should need any more leaks from anyone, Assange or whoever. You're talking about a woman in Hillary Clinton who at every public office she's ever held has been under investigation, whether it was First Lady with Whitewater, whether it was Benghazi, whether it was the emails. This woman is literally the most corrupt politician of the 20th century. I heard a very interesting theory about WikiLeaks where they are there to suck up all this, all these hackers, all these leaks, and just simply not let them see the light of day. And the information that they do dole out is, I mean, harmless at best. It's always a deflection. And I think I like you, I didn't stay up last night. If there was something big, it would have been there in the morning. But I couldn't agree with you more. I think this guy is a total P.T. Barnum, sucker born every minute type of guy. And everybody has a price. If you're waiting for him to do anything, forget about it. You're going to be holding your breath for a very long time.
Well, I just checked over the station identification break, and the Gucci for 2.0 story is already going viral all over the net, and apparently along with a bunch of other things that were found, they literally found a folder named Pay to Play, and that's it's almost too good to be true, and I hope it's not another trap. But what's going on here is we need to force this into the corporate media, and we know they're going to stall. I keep thinking back to the Downing Street memo, which surfaced, and it was like a hot story on the Internet for an entire month, and finally the corporate media had to run it because they were getting all these phone calls from people saying, why are you not covering this story? And we understand that the corporate media is absolutely not going to look at anything negative about Hillary Clinton. But in the process, they're destroying their own credibility. They're losing audience. They're losing ad revenues. This is going to be the end of the traditional corporate media. And it's going to be the rise of the independent media. And that's a good thing because there's literally thousands of independent media outlets presenting differing points of view so that people can look and decide for themselves. And that was the way it was supposed to be. When this country was younger, before the corruption set in, there were laws that limited how much media any one individual or corporation could own in order to preserve a diversity of opinion. And that was all thrown away, especially following Operation Desert Storm, where the government changed the rules and said these few corporations can buy everything up. And Clear Channel came up and bought almost every radio station in America. And at that point, we were getting this steady stream of government-approved, corporate-blessed propaganda being fed at us. And now the American people understand that's what's going on.
Well, and old TV, radio stations, you used to have to demonstrate, A, that you're broadcast was acting in the best interest of the public, and you had to designate certain times, a certain amount of your airwaves to public education and local, national, state education, so that you did have an informed public that wasn't only informed about what was going on in Britain, but what was going on in their backyards, which I've always contested that. When it comes to elections, yes, president is an incredibly important election, but you should be much more interested in who's going to be elected, mayor or sheriff or whoever, because they're your front line. They're the ones who, there were lots of sheriffs during the
in our current system, mayors and governors and so forth see their jobs as not serving the state, but as on the job training for the big move to Washington D.C. And you are correct. when a station's broadcast license is up for renewal, the FCC is supposed to hold public hearings where people can come on in and basically do statements about whether they think that station is serving the public interest or not. And of course, it's very easy for the station to literally hire people to come on in and put them at the front of the line saying, oh, yes, this station is, you know, I love what they do and the cooking shows and everything. So they've got ways to rig that. But at this point, we've seen whether it's the Bureau of Mine Safety or the SEC or the Mineral Management Service, all these government agencies that are paid by your tax dollars to look after you now see themselves as supporting the industries they're supposed to be overseeing, and the FCC is no different. They're there to support this giant corporate-owned media empire against troublemakers who might say, hey, you lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Last thing, Deutsche Bank. People are, I don't think they understand the gravity of the situation with Deutsche Bank, where when that bank goes, and we know it's going to go, it's going to make Lehman Brothers look like, you know, the closing of your local credit union. That bank does more business and holds more assets, quote-unquote, than any other bank on the face of the earth, which I think, except for maybe one in Saudi Arabia, but don't quote me on that. When Deutsche Bank goes, there's going to be an economic domino effect that will cripple this world if the underlying structure of it isn't changed for maybe a quarter century. You're talking 25 years of a massive depression.
Well, right now, my understanding is that Deutsche's derivatives exposure is currently standing at 13 trillion with a T, euros. And that's probably the reason why Merkel refused to do a government bailout. They just don't have that kind of money. And that's really where the failure of private central banking comes in, because the debt exceeds the value of the entire planet. And it's just gotten completely out of control. And when Deutsche Bank goes, it's going to take probably the entire ECB down with it, possibly the IMF and the World Bank, and possibly even the Federal Reserve, because they're all tangled up with each other. I need to take a second here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're in hour number three. We're taking phone calls. At the moment, we're talking about the possible ramifications of the collapse of Deutsche Bank. So
let's not forget, the last five economic crises have happened in an election year. So, you know, batten down the
hatches. You would think, you know, part of the problem may be that every time there's an election year, they sort of bend the rules to try and make things look better than they really are. And then there's always a price to pay when that's over. There's always a backlash. And we have seen that many, many times before. And when you look at what they've been doing to keep the stock market propped up, they're bending all the rules. Now we're hearing that the Federal Reserve may directly buy stocks themselves to keep the market propped up. All of these banks that are part of the plunge protection team, they're now sitting on these huge blocks of overvalued stocks. And that means when there is a market correction, a lot of these businesses are going to be insolvent overnight.
Well, instead, not only the business is going to be insolvent, banks will be insolvent. Like you were saying with what Hanjin, it's like this domino effect is going to be where, you know, you won't be able to buy a hot dog at the local food mart because everything comes down. It's a literal house of cards where Deutsche Bank goes, the entire
that may very well be the reason the German government 2 weeks ago started advising the German people to start stockpiling food and water. It may be because they know Deutsche is coming down, or they may be looking at this inexorable rush by the U.S. to get a war going with Russia. And like big mistake number one and big mistake number two, a lot of it's going to be fought on European soil, and they can't be happy about that.
Absolutely not. Well, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks very much for the time.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Alex in San Antonio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha,
Alex, there you are. Okay.
Yes, hi. Yeah, I was calling because I was going to ask you a question regarding illegal immigration. Because yesterday you said one-fifth of the population of El Salvador had emigrated to the United States. Those are pretty correct numbers.
I said was one-fifth of the population of El Salvador's capital, which is a hotbed of crime and murder, had come to the United States. That's what I said. But yes, it's an accurate number.
Yeah, no, it's very accurate, sir. The reason I took a note of that was because before the war started in 1976, the Salvadoran middle class was the strongest middle class in Latin America. The reason for that was because the national currency was very, very stable. Now, of course, the currency of El Salvador is the U.S. dollar.
Yes.
So the point I'm trying to make here is you mentioned something about Hillary Clinton and MENA and the Iran-Contra. Now I'm wondering, could it possibly be that weapons that were used in the Salvadoran Civil War that Hillary Clinton had something to do with those weapons getting to the guerrillas in El Salvador? Because there is evidence that Hillary was there during the Civil War.
I don't know about Hillary herself personally, but we know that the United States was very much involved in destabilizing El Salvador. I mean, there's a list we've put on out there about all these interventions. The U.S. has been playing this game ever since the end of World War II to bring the world under its control. And most of the people in these countries that were overthrown by the United States were led to believe that this was an internal domestic revolution. And then they kept wondering why life kept getting worse and worse for them.
Well, see, and that was my question, because now you got Hillary shipping guns to ISIS, you know what I mean?
Yes.
and arming these other paramilitary forces in the same way that paramilitary forces were armed in Central America, and probably now that the MS-13 is now the paramilitary force, now they're getting the weapons the same way.
Well, MS-13, I don't know about being a paramilitary force, but they're definitely one of the most violent drug-connected street gangs, and they're pouring into this country. We had a story yesterday where MS-13...
They're all over Latin America.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a huge, huge, very, very dangerous gang. Even the Chinese Tongs are afraid of these people.
Very true, very true. Which is why I say, you mentioned the narcocracy. I mean, that's what Central America is. It's a corridor for all that drug. If Hillary Clinton is part of the narcocracy, we know through her emails that she has, been a part of, then it's inevitable that she is destabilizing still those areas by arming terrorist groups like MS-13 all over the globe.
Well, again, we had this article, it's linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, that lists the 27 countries destroyed by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State, and there's no reason to think that as president she would have any kind of a different foreign policy. She's already out there on video saying she's going to start war with Russia and Iran.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. You have yourself a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the science and health news. Story coming on out of governmentslaves.info. Contrary to the propaganda that you get from the CDC and the corporate media, there are 30 scientific studies, peer-reviewed, proving vaccines are linked with autism. These papers date back to 1943. And the entire case that there is no link rested on that one study by the CDC, and one of the authors of that study went public and said it was a fraud. They cherry-picked the data to get the result they wanted to protect the profitability of the vaccine industry. We literally live under a government that is willing for you to be sick or even dead to boost corporate profitability. And that's something you should think about when you go to the doctor and they're waving a needle at you. because they're the front line of this medical industrial complex whose profits go up when you get sick. So why should you trust what's in that needle that they want to stick into your arm? Now, we've been talking about vaccines and vaccine dangers for a long time, and one of the issues we keep raising is a problem with what are called reduced potency pathogens. And that's where they'll take a live pathogen and they will chemically damage it to weaken it, put it in a vaccine with a bunch of adjuvants, and the theory is that they will inject you with it. The adjuvants will provoke an immune response. Your immune system will recognize the pathogen, even though it is relatively harmless, and develop antibodies to it. There's only one problem. A lot of these attenuated pathogens return to full potency once they're administered. And this has happened with the measles and mumps vaccines, and it happened with the oral polio vaccine. And they're still basically trying to cover that up, because since the introduction of the oral polio vaccine, kids are coming down with what certainly looks like polio, but it's being described as non-polio paralysis. It's polio-like, but rest assured, it can't be polio because these kids all had the vaccine. And so far, we have more than 100 children paralyzed across the United States with little hope of recovery. If you're my age, you remember those pictures of the iron lungs these kids spent their lives in to be able to breathe. And doctors are warning there's now a new surge in cases of this mysterious polio-like illness. But they're constrained from actually saying, maybe we made a mistake. They don't like to do that. Now, as if the people in Flint, Michigan did not have enough problems with their lead-contaminated water supply, apparently there's all of a sudden this countywide outbreak of a highly contagious gastrointestinal illness. And there's, you know, more than half of the entire county cases have been in Flint. They don't know how it's being transmitted. But again, we have a government that takes your money and is unconcerned with your welfare. They let the water systems deteriorate. Remember Erin Brockovich? She's now out there discovering that a lot of America's water systems not only have lead contamination, they're contaminated with hexavalent chromium. This is the chemical that Erin Brockovich discovered out in that landmark lawsuit against PGP out in California. And it is highly toxic. It is carcinogenic. And it was in the water supply at this town in California. Hanley, I think it was. And now she's saying it's showing up in the water supplies across the country. It's being used by corporations. It's getting into the water supply and nobody seems to care. We don't have safe drinking water. Well, if you want safe drinking water, go and buy it from Nestle. We've got better things to do. It's the attitude of the government. Now, the United Nations has just categorized antibiotics in the food system as a crisis. And they're saying that basically this overuse of antibiotics in the food system is leading to the rise of these antibiotic resistant illnesses that can lead to things such as heart disease. And the reason they pump antibiotics into the food system is because of factory farming, where the animals are just jammed together in these cages, and in order to prevent them from infecting each other, they're loaded up with antibiotics, which remain in the food and dairy products after the animal is harvested. And it is a major problem. So, Tyson has now recalled their chicken nuggets due to the presence of hard white plastic. They've recalled more than 130,000 pounds of the pre-cooked breaded delights because of this contamination. They don't know where it came from. One of the areas of concern we all have to be looking at is the idea of food fillers. I'll talk about that when we come on back. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as I was mentioning before the commercial break, an issue that more people need to be aware of are fillers in food, because we're running out of safe, healthy food. Between the GMO disaster, the Deepwater Horizon toxifying the Gulf of Mexico, Fukushima toxifying the Pacific, finding enough safe, clean, healthy food for the human population is very, very difficult. And more, we see the government allowing food companies to add more non-nutritive fillers to food. And you got to be very careful about reading those packages, because there's stuff in there to give them bulk that's not very good for you, and in some cases can actually be harmful. And it's a growing, growing problem. All right, let's take a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day. Good day, Michael. How are you? Yes, I want to talk about what I saw today on the news, and I heard yesterday on The Savage talking about Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's illegitimate son. I just want to know if that's really factual, because Drudge reported on it, and basically they were talking about this kid, he's 30 years old now. He wants to take a DNA with the blood from Clinton, not the saliva, but actually due to blood. And Bobby Ann Williams, I guess, wants this this kid to know that he is a half brother of Chelsea or whatever. I just want to know what the real fact is, and I also want to know what this, Michael. What about this Kathleen Willis who keeps saying that Bill Clinton raped her? How come Bill Clinton's not suing her for defamation? Why is Bill Clinton not suing and Hillary suing this woman for defamation of character after she keeps constantly accusing Bill Clinton?
Slow down there, partner. Let's back up here a little bit. First of all, I did a story on Danny Williams years ago, and when you look at pictures of him when he's a lot younger, the resemblance to Bill Clinton is very much there. And supposedly Bill Clinton hired his mother to have sex, and Danny was the result. And the story did come out during Bill Clinton's first presidency. At that time, the Clintons claimed there'd been a DNA test that had cleared Bill of any paternity. But again, these things are easy to falsify because one of Bill Clinton's key assets was his pet medical examiner, Fahmy Malik, who was always called on to look at these very suspiciously dead bodies around the MENA airport and so forth and so on. So I think there's credibility. I didn't do much about it because I tend to do hands off on the kids and the family. If Danny Williams is Bill Clinton's son, he's still not related to Chelsea because Chelsea's father was Webb Hubble. And again, before she had her cosmetic surgery, the resemblance was very, very stunning. But now that Hillary Clinton is entering public life, we can talk about it. Back when she was still a little kid, it was kind of a hands-off subject. That was definitely what was going on. The reason Bill Clinton didn't sue Kathleen Willey for defamation is he didn't want this thing getting any more press attention than it was, because at that point, his philandering was a major problem. Now, looking at their histories, it seems like Bill and Hillary Clinton's partnership was for politics and business, and they each kind of went their own way in terms of bed partners. Hillary Clinton and Vince Foster were rumored to be lovers, and there are couples who are like that. They have an open relationship. So I'm really not going to get on that case too much. But in terms of suing for defamation, every decision is always made in terms of its political cost. And the goal of the Clintons was to keep all of this stuff out of the media. So Hillary would demonize all of these women, make them look like cheap sluts. And she even had the help of 60 Minutes. We have
absolutely.
CBS.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have Don Hewitt, the executive producer at 60 Minutes at the time, on video admitting 60 Minutes edited their segment on Jennifer Flowers to make her look like she was an opportunist and help Bill Clinton win the nomination. And that's what 60 Minutes is really all about. They unfortunately declined a long, long way from the days when they were blowing the whistle on Brown and Williams tobacco. But that's been the way the corporate media has been going. So,
Michael,
you know, real quick.
Michael, I want to say this. I'd like to say this. Why Hillary never repudiated that Bill Clinton was having sex with Bobby Ann Williams. And Bill Clinton never repudiated that he was having sex. He admitted that he was having sex with her. Same with Monica Lewinsky. Monica, I don't know if she's related to Sal Lewinsky, but that whole thing turned out to be a real weird situation. And she's
okay,
made millions
right.
Off
we have
the
to
bus,
let but. You go. We have to let you go. We got a commercial break. I'm sorry. And, you know, we got to follow a straight line here. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 515 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take this next phone call, I just got an email from one of our listeners down in Kona on the Big Island. And apparently they have a regular ongoing Trump sign waving there in that town just south of the Lowe's Hardware, starting at 10:30 every Wednesday. And this individual is saying that as far as he can see, there are 10 Trump sign waivers out there for everyone Hillary sign waiver. And this is consistent with the numbers we're seeing at the rallies. It's consistent with the numbers that we're seeing with the online polls that are not connected with the corporate media. In an honest election, there is no question Donald Trump would be winning by a landslide. By the way, speaking of Hillary Clinton, her minions are already fanning out across the internet to trying to claim this latest document dumped by Gucci for 2.0 is bogus. It's a lie. It's all, it's Donald Trump. It's the Russians. It's all the rest of this stuff. And by the way, if Hillary Hillary was talking about drone striking Julian Assange. It had to be a joke because Hillary would never do anything like that. Blah, blah, blah. You can almost smell the panic in the air. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Werner in New Brunswick, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening.
You mentioned earlier about vaccinations.
Yes.
And contaminated vaccines and all the, basically, the consequences. I remember there about 50 years ago, there was something that happened in Brazil in one of the backward towns there in the jungle. They were producing their own rabies vaccine.
Yes.
And what happened, they didn't monitor it close enough, and there were still live rabies viruses in there, and 80 human beings were caged up in cages. They got rabies.
Oh, boy, that's bad. Well, you know, one of my my favorite theory for the origin of the HIV virus, which may or may not be linked to AIDS, everybody was in a rush to get patentable product out of all of this stuff. This goes back to the smallpox vaccination campaign in Africa. And rather than import vaccines that were made in modern equipped laboratories, they literally set up shops in Africa that were little more than glorified huts, and they were taking blood from cows with cowpox, and they were culturing it on sheep livers. And as it turned out, the cows also had bovine leukemia, and the sheep were suffering from the sheep vicina virus. And in that whole culturing environment, it's a perfect environment for spontaneous fusion of viral material. And the HIV virus does bear structural similarities to both the bovine leukemia and sheep vicina viruses. And I think that's where it came from. It was a horrible accident, because they were taking shortcuts and it was being very, very reckless. But one of the issues I have with vaccines, we know that people like Bill Gates are out there saying that vaccines should be used to sterilize humans to reduce the population. And there have been all of these incidences where vaccine campaigns in the third world get exposed as actually sterilizing women rather than curing any kind of a disease. A couple of scandals came out of Kenya. World Health Organization was caught up in all of this nonsense.
How about an opportunity for some lawyers to launch class action lawsuit against Bill Gates and the drug companies?
Bill Gates has got enough money to keep things in court until after he dies, and because of that sovereign immunity issue, it's very hard to sue the government. But you know, the government may have just thrown that away. Because with this idea that sovereign immunity no longer applies in the case of war or acts of terror, covert sterilization of somebody's population, I think, qualifies as an act of war. And so the places like Kenya could sue the U.S. government over these bogus vaccine campaigns.
Basically a genocide.
Yes.
You mentioned there then about the antibiotics, the overuse of antibiotics in food production. What I've seen over the years, the ones that were pushing it, you know, instead of looking to the causes of the problem, where the provincial veterinarians here in New Brunswick and here on the East Coast, and I think there's a similar situation in Maine, you know.
And, it's just pushing product. It's pushing product. You know, buy this, buy this, buy this. It's all about selling product. And it's corrupted the entire system.
And this is linked into the pension funds and private investment portfolios of those in government. Massive conflict of interest all over the place.
Yes, very much so.
There's basically a big storm, a giant storm being brewing, you know, in the financial sector, and about, you know, bankruptcy of one country after another.
Well, you know, there's another storm brewing, and that is, of course, these superbugs, these antibiotic-resistant infections. And apparently it's a big cause of death in the hospital. It's being covered up. We had a story about that 2 weeks ago where this patient came down with one of these illnesses that can't be treated with antibiotics. And then when the family got the final medical records, that had been erased, and they had attributed his death to some innocuous whatever, for which nobody could be held financially liable. And that is one of the big problems with the Affordable Care Act's requirement that all hospital records be computerized, because when you have paper records, those are fixed and immutable, and they cannot be altered without giving it away that they've been altered. But if it's all on a computer, anybody can go on in there and change a medical record to protect doctors and hospitals from lawsuits.
Like the election results.
Yeah, like the election results.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Brendan. We're going to switch over to Brendan in New York. Aloha, Brendan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just have a question. At what point do we become concerned if, for instance, this Sunday, Trump doesn't attack Clinton like we all expected he would the first time around? I mean, I'm a big Trump supporter, but I'm starting to think that if I were watching on Sunday, do I get concerned if he's not going as hard as we would anticipate or something, or do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, we would all like to see Donald Trump, or for that matter anybody, go after Hillary Clinton for everything that she's done. But Donald Trump has to remember that he is dealing with an openly hostile corporate media. And no matter what he says about Hillary Clinton, it's going to be turned back on him some way. They'll spin it as Donald Trump being a mean old man, beating up on this helpless old lady. And so he has to be very, very careful about what he says. And I think that caller who called in with the suggestion that Donald Trump, without naming any names, should simply promise to the American people that if he had a Secretary of State or Attorney General or head of the FBI that were not doing their job perfectly transparently and in accordance with the requirements, that they would be fired. And I think a lot of people will respond to that. And the corporate media doesn't really have any way to come back on that to say, oh, well, he's just a sore loser because Comey wouldn't prosecute Hillary Clinton. And that gets the media into an area in which they want to stay away from anyway. So we'd like to see Donald Trump go on the attack. But again, if he were dealing with an objective, fair, and balanced media, that would be one thing. He isn't. The entire establishment is against him. The corporate media is against him. He understands that, and he's got to be very careful what he says so as not to give them ammunition to turn against him.
Do you think these debates have any sway anyway on the populace? Or, I mean, are they even worth watching? I don't know.
Well, they're definitely worth watching. But we're finding out from the polls, most people have already made up their mind who they're going to vote for. There has been a little bit of shift coming out of the first debate. It was in Trump's favor, and we'll see what happens with the next two debates. But at this point, right now, I think the front line in this battle is right here in the independent media. We're the ones who have to shout down the corporate media's praise and glory of Hillary Clinton and say to our fellow American citizens, look, this is the reality of what's going on, and this is really what's at stake. If you vote for Hillary Clinton, you're going to have a war with Russia, and that is something to be avoided.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the news, China is getting ready to export corn. Their agricultural sector is really taking off. They got very tired of being dependent on corn imports from the U.S. and all the ones they had to send back because they were GMO. So China has given approval to two Chinese companies to export corn. And according to the headline that we saw in Reuters, it threatens global market. Well, no, it doesn't. Any new product that comes on is going to be good for the marketplace. What it threatens is U.S. GMO exports. And more the world is very, very concerned about the Frankenfood, about the harm it can cause, and they welcome any country like China or Russia that is saying, we are exporting natural varieties of the food. That's the threat. The U.S. literally bet on Monsanto being able to come up with something that everybody would want and to establish a food monopoly, make the entire world dependent on Monsanto for next year's food crop. To do with food what the Federal Reserve had tried to do with the U.S. dollar. Everything goes through the U.S. dollar. Everything goes through Monsanto. That's how control is maintained. That's the threat from China, is it's breaking the U.S. attempt to monopolize food production. And that's a good thing. We used to actually have laws in this country against monopolies. Now, as you know, Bayer is acquiring Monsanto, and they're saying that they are thinking seriously about a change of name to their subsidiary to get away from all the negative reputation the name Monsanto brings with it. So they're going to rename it Fluffy Bunnies or something like that, a GMO rose by any other name. And that is all too often how corporations fix problems. They'll change their name and say, oh, all those problems, that company doesn't exist anymore. This is a whole new company. See, we put a new sign above the door. And they go back to doing the same thing. Now, as you know, there are farmers who are suing Syngenta over GMO corn. And it had to do with the fact that Syngenta, back in 2014, started selling new seed varieties to farmers that were not approved by China. And these farmers thought they were buying corn that could be exported to China. That was their business. And these varieties of corn contaminated U.S. corn exports, and China imposed a trade ban on corn imports in 2013. And we're talking about millions of dollars in losses for domestic corn growers. Some of them are on the verge of losing their farms. And so they're suing Syngenta for having provided the incorrect seeds, and they have now been granted class action status, which means every single farmer who used these GMO seeds that were unapproved for China, leading to the trade ban, can now join on in. And they ought to. We have got to rein in this reckless, out-of-control corporate behavior. Nobody has a problem with wanting to make money. But the proper way under capitalism to make money is to make a good product other people want to buy. Not put out shoddy, dangerous products and then rely on transoceanic trade pacts to force other countries to buy your products. Now, down in Latin America, scientists, including Nobel laureates, are coming forward to say that Bill Gates' golden rice is a complete and total failure. It's another GMO product. I guess it's the Windows 10 of rice. It was supposed to be more nutritious, able to grow in harsher climates. It's failed on all of those. It is deficient in key nutrients. It is less nutritious than natural rice. And as it turns out, it is not as resistant to adverse environmental conditions. It was just another whiz-bang product that was marketed out there. And they're turning their backs on that. And they should. We need to go back to an environment where good products are rewarded with purchases and bad products are punished with bankruptcy for the company. Not have corporations putting out cruddy products and then lobbying Congress to make them mandatory. That's fascism. Now, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to provide $622 million to fight the Zika virus. And a lot of people are making money off of this, but mosquito experts are saying there really isn't an emergency. Chris Barker, a PhD, a mosquito-borne virus researcher at the University of California at Davis, is saying the risk for Zika actually setting up transmission cycles in the continental U.S. is near to zero. And he's saying that there are more dangerous diseases that should be addressed, like dengue fever and chikungunya. But Zika is the buzzword, and everybody's making money off of that. And as we were talking about before, the spraying for the Zika mosquitoes is devastating the honeybees. It's just all about pushing the product. And remember, the governor of Florida was discovered to be financially linked in with the company that got the contract to eradicate the mosquitoes. They're making money. They're making money. And to heck with the long-term consequences. That's another indicator we are close to the end here, close to the collapse. Nobody's thinking 5-10 years in the future. because they're all thinking 5-10 years in the future, this isn't going to be here anymore. Let me grab all the silverware and head for the Cayman Islands as quickly as I can. Now, over at ProPublica, they have a website called Dollars for Docs, in which you can go in and enter your doctor's name to find out how much they're being influenced by gifts coming from Big Pharma. And I was rather surprised to find out that the doctor who had been my primary care provider during my bout with pneumonia a while back was getting all these free trips to conferences and all these other goodies. And it does corrupt the system. It's a conflict of interest. And it's great that ProPublica has come on out with this resource so you can decide for yourself. If your doctor is really thinking first and foremost about your care, or are they simply pushing the products of a big pharmaceutical corporation that gave them lots of goodies? Because the two are not necessarily compatible in terms of what is the best care for you. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Spirit will never
not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Children. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to take one more phone call today. Sherry in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
On my mind is that I can't get this message out because I don't know how to use computers. So I'm just going to say to tell Trump we don't want the oil. We want the Muslims gone. We want Obama and Michelle to quit bombing black lives in Libya and Syria. They matter. And we want Governor Ventura to help Trump to save the earth. And Johnson is creepy. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you for the opinion there. And we're going to let you go here. Got another story that's just now breaking. The Department of Justice had filed charges against an arms dealer it had accused of selling weapons to the Libyan rebels. And lawyers for the Justice Department have now filed a motion to drop the case against the arms dealer, an American named Mark Turi, because had this gone to trial, it would have brought more scrutiny on Hillary Clinton's emails regarding what was happening in Libya, and it would have exposed CIA agency attempts to arm the rebels fighting Muammar Gaddafi. So in order to protect that cover-up, they're just letting this guy go scot-free. Now, remember, yesterday there was a story came on out where a leaked email confirmed the motive for going into Libya and getting rid of Gaddafi was that gold-backed dinar, because a value-based currency is seen as a dire threat to this paper money empire that has been built by all these private central banks all over the United States and Europe and the world. All wars really are bankers' wars. And just like they let Hillary off the hook for all of her crimes, they let this arms dealer off the hook for his crimes, clearly in violation of the law. China has begun operating that new radar radio telescope they built. It's on the same model as the one down in Arecibo, Puerto Rico, inside this giant bowl in the mountains. But this one is considerably larger, and they just switched it on. They are hoping that they will be able to actually intercept the equivalent of commercial TV and radio broadcasts from nearby star systems. And I certainly wish them luck. But if the behavior of the government during Viking is any measure, it may be hushed up. Because governments are very much afraid of anything that might lead to us all putting down our weapons of war and uniting together to find out who's really out there. So it's something to think about. Remember what happened to Marco Polo when he came back from China. He was immediately thrown in a dungeon by the church because the church thought that news of another civilization out to the east that had never even heard of Jesus was a threat to their power. All right, that's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow on Republic Broadcasting. You are now all part of the independent media. Working together, we can shout down the corporate media with all their money and all their tightly clad bimbos. We can shout them down and get the truth out about Hillary Clinton. And we need to do it right now. Don't sit on your rear end waiting for Assange to come up with the killer blow. It's not going to happen. You've been played, and you should be angry. And anger is good right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.